Welcome to this Ableton Live 12 intermediate lesson on building a funky drummer and a men's style variation layer for ragga-infused chaos in a drum and bass mix. Today we are not trying to make a second main drum kit. We are building controlled mayhem. The goal is to add movement, grit, ghost notes, and that slightly unruly jungle attitude on top of a solid DNB foundation, while still keeping the groove tight and mixable. Think of it like this. Your main drums are the person driving the car, and the Amen Variation layer is the passenger leaning out the window, shouting encouragement, throwing sparks, and making the whole ride feel more dangerous. It should answer the groove, not fight it. First, let's define the two layers. Your main layer should be clean, punchy, and reliable. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a few extra percussion hits, but with a low end that stays out of the way of the bass. Your variation layer will come from an Amen-type break or a funky drummer-style break, something with lots of transient detail, ghost notes, hat chatter, and little rhythmic imperfections. That's the layer we'll chop, reshape, and mix into the top of the beat. Start by loading both sources into separate audio tracks in Ableton Live 12. If you want more hands-on control, you can also slice the Amen break into a drum rack. For this style, that usually gives you the most flexibility. Now, before chopping anything, warp the break properly. Turn warp on, and if it's a full loop, try Complex Pro so the timing holds together while keeping some of the character intact. If the break has a clear downbeat, use warp from here straight or manually the line the first transient to the grid. And here's a very important teacher note. Do not overquantize the life out of it. We want tight enough for DNB, but not so rigid that the groove turns sterile. Jungle energy comes from controlled looseness. Next, slice the break. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For this style, transients are usually the best slicing method, because they keep the natural drum phrasing intact. Once it's sliced, you can reprogram the chops in MIDI and start making decisions about what stays, what gets muted, and what gets rearranged. This is where the variation layer starts to become a conversation with the main beat. You are not just stacking more drums, you are creating call and response. If the main snare hits on 2 and 4, the break layer can answer with ghost notes just before those snares, or with little hat ticks in the spaces between the kicks. Try building a simple 2-bar phrase first. Keep the main kick and snare dominant, then place the Amen chops in the gaps. A good target is the last 16th before the bar repeats, or the pickup into a snare hit. Those spots create forward motion without cluttering the downbeat. Now let's talk about humanizing the chops. In the MIDI editor, vary the velocities. Make the strong accents hit harder, and keep ghost notes lighter. As a rough guide, your main accents might live around 100 to 127 in velocity, while ghost notes can sit much lower, maybe 25 to 70. You can also push a few hits slightly ahead of the grid or a touch behind it. That tiny timing variation matters more than people think. Often, a few milliseconds is the difference between a loop that sounds programmed and a loop that sounds alive. Now we process the layer, but the important rule here is texture, not dominance. Start with EQ8. High pass the variation layer somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz, so it doesn't compete with the kick and bass. If it sounds boxy, make a small cut around 300 to 500 Hz. If you want more crack and air, a gentle lift around 6 to 10 kHz can help. Next, a drum bus. This is one of the best Ableton stock devices for this job. Use it to give the break layer some grit and glue. Keep the boom low or off, because we do not want this layer owning the low end. A little drive, a little crunch, and a touch of transients can really help the break cut through. After that, saturator can add more character. A few dB of drive, soft clip-on, and a warm curve can make the layer feel more urgent and present. Use this carefully. We want attitude, not harshness. Then bring in a compressor or glue compressor to keep the peaks under control. You are aiming for maybe 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction, enough to tame spikes, but not so much that the loop loses its breath. If the break becomes flat and dead, back off. Utility is your final utility tool, literally. Use it to narrow the stereo image if the layer is too wide, lower the gain, or keep the low mids more centered if needed. If you want more aggression without wrecking the dry groove, build a parallel chain. Put the Amen layer inside an audio effect rack, split it into a dry chain and a dirty chain, and process the dirty chain with something like saturator, redux, drum bus, and EQ8. Then blend that dirty chain in quietly underneath the clean version. This is a great trick for ragga jungle energy, because you get the crunchy top-end attitude without turning the whole mix into mud. In other words, you get chaos with discipline. Now let's add movement with automation. Auto filter is your friend here. During a build, You can low pass the variation layer and gradually open it into the drop. You can also automate resonance a little for tension, but don't push it into squealing territory. You can automate drive on saturator, drive on drum bus, or send amounts to delay and reverb on just a few selected hits. Those moves make the break feel like it is evolving over time, instead of just looping. When you route everything to a drum group or bus, add a simple drum bus chain to glue it together. EQ8 first to clean out sub rumble below around 25 to 30 Hz, then a subtle glue compressor for cohesion, then maybe a little saturator for thickness, and a limiter only if you need safety. At this stage, the main mixing rule is simple: to not let the Amen variation layer steal the snare's authority. In drum and bass, the snare is king. If the variation layer makes the snare feel smaller, reduce the break around 180 to 250 Hz, and possibly around 1 to 3 kHz, depending on where the clash is happening. Now let's shape the arrangement. In the intro, keep the variation layer sparse. Maybe just ghost notes, hats, and filtered chops. Leave lots of space. In the build, add more movement. Open the filter a bit, increase the density, maybe introduce a snare roll or a reverse hit. In the drop, bring the layer in more fully, but still treat it like support. The last half of each phrase is often a great place to increase chop activity. For the second drop, change the chop pattern. Even if you use the same samples, a new order or a few extra stutters can make the section feel fresh. A very useful arranging habit is to change the layer every 4 or 8 bars. If it stays exactly the same too long, it starts sounding like a loop instead of a performance. Here are a few advanced ideas worth trying. You can build ghost note call and response, where bar 1 is sparse, bar 2 is denser, bar 3 pulls back again, and bar 4 ends with a fill or stutter. That keeps the layer feeling intentional. You can also create micro stutter clusters by repeating a tiny chop 3 to 5 times very quickly near the end of a phrase. Vary the velocity or filter cutoff so it feels animated rather than copied and pasted. Another great trick is to alternate the chop order every 8 bars. Same source material, different sequence. That tiny change can refresh the whole drop. And if you want more jungle swing, apply timing feel in layers instead of globally. Keep the core groove tighter, let the ghost fragments sit a little looser, and use late hits for drag and tension. For darker or heavier DNB, the variation layer can be fairly quiet. Sometimes the best result is a crunchy ghost texture that you barely notice consciously, but you definitely feel. That subtle motion can make the whole beat feel faster and more dangerous. You can also duplicate the layer, strip one copy down into a click-only top, high pass it aggressively, and tuck it quietly under the main version for extra definition. Or make a dusty texture layer by crushing a short fragment with redux and saturation, then low passing it so it becomes gritty air rather than obvious drums. A nice arrangement upgrade is to use the variation layer as a transition marker. Bring it in at the end of 8-bar phrases, before bass re-entry, or in the final bar before a new section. That gives the track a stronger DJ-friendly shape. If your section is getting too full, strip the variation layer back for a few bars. That contrast makes the return hit harder. Let's do a quick practice mindset check. Build a 4-bar loop with one solid drum foundation, one chopped Amen variation layer, and one filtered fill variation. Keep the Amen sparse at first, then let it become busier near the end of the phrase. Process it with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Then automate the filter so it starts more closed and opens up toward the drop. When you listen back, ask yourself 3 things. Does the main snare still feel strong? Does the variation layer add motion instead of clutter? And does the groove still feel fast, dangerous, and musical? If the answer is yes, you are on the right track. So to recap, the big ideas in this lesson are: keep a strong main drum foundation, use the Amen or Funky Drummer variation layer as support and texture, process it so it adds grit without owning the mix, and use arrangement changes to keep the energy evolving. Protect the kick, protect the snare, protect the bass, and let the break layer bring the chaos in a controlled way. That is the sweet spot. Energy, grit, and control. Classic jungle attitude, modern DNB clarity. If you want, I can also turn this into a bar-by-bar spoken walkthrough for the exact MIDI pattern and automation moves.